Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Liat Avraham is a senior Ramat Beit Shemesh psychologist, and we wanted to check in with her, chat to her about collective grief. It's a very, very challenging one to try and understand, because we aren't connected. We don't know. We hadn't heard of these families, of those that are suffering, and yet the feeling is so immense and so overwhelming at times. Liat Avraham, good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you today?
Hi, good morning. Very sad. Today is a very, very sad day for us.
The fact is that everybody feels a level of emotion not everybody, but people are feeling a level of emotion on some level. There's a collective grief, there's the personal, there's the fact that people identify with it. How do we manage that because this isn't necessarily a loss that's a personal loss to us, and yet it somehow feels like that.
Right. Everyone is feeling a very, today is actually a very sad day, and we're looking at it as a day of grief. We've asked people not to look at photos, not to look at videos. It's just too much to handle. Like, we've sent out letters asking people, don't do this to yourself. It's not going to help you look at the pictures and look at the videos of the release of the body. People are taking this as, people are saying this is the sad day since 7th of October. Because the Bibis family was really, it was a family that everyone connected to and was praying that they would come out. The kids, the mom, and it's a terrible day for us. At 10 o'clock this morning, we're going to have a moment of silence where people are going to pray and just stand and think about the Bibis family and be with them.
What is helpful for people? I mean, you're saying don't look at photos. You're saying try not to. In a way, what you're saying is don't traumatize yourself. Don't re-traumatize yourself. But to some extent, we have those feelings. Where do we place them?
Right. So people are holding on to hope, a lot of hope, looking at the hostages that have come out. And as we know, on Saturday, another 6 hostages are going to come out, and people are just looking at the hope of what there is at the moment, and at the hostages that have come up and given us so much hope. I think people are just holding on to that at the moment, and we're also telling people to really also focus on themselves and doing things that help them, go walking, exercise, because this is tremendous pain that I don't think people can really face at the moment.
And what about anger? I read a great quote that anger is the coat that fear wears to stop it from shaking. And to some extent, I think that's very true of what we're experiencing at the moment.
Yes. Part of the stages of grief and mourning, is one of them is anger. Mm. And it's a very important stage. And people that are feeling anger, we're telling them it's normal and it's okay, and be it with it and feel it. And it's normal to feel anger. It's part of the stages of grief. And we allow it. And if people are feeling anger, that's fine. That's also good. It's a stage of grief, and people should be in the stage that they're holding, but with it. I think what we've learned since the 7th of October, that it doesn't help to stay in the anger or in the sadness. You know, people have to move on, and they have to also take care of themselves, because the situation is, it's not a situation that any human being can actually really handle. It's terrible. And we're just telling people, yes, you could be with the pain, but don't try and go into, you know, the family's heads and what they're feeling, and don't try and imagine it, because that is going to be too painful. And right now, that's exactly what Hamas want from us. And we're not going to give them that sweet of getting into our mind. We're not going to, you know, they got our bodies, they got to our hostages, to our home, but to our minds, we're not going to let them get to our minds. And that's something we're not going to give them. So you know, we're telling people.
Protect yourself from it and don't give them the victory. Interestingly enough, our next guest who's in studio is Rabbi Leo D, who, if anybody understands this process, he does. We're going to chat to him just after the news headlines. That is, unfortunately, all we have time for with Liat Avraham. She's a senior psychologist giving us some indication and giving us permission in a way not to overly, not to torment yourself if you don't necessarily, if it isn't something that is going to be helpful to you. It's 8:30.